congressional committee recently took up Scott's grievance with the feds over the issue. But as Georgetown University Medicaid expert Joan Alker explains, the hearing may not have gone the way the governor wanted.
There certainly was some discussion of Florida and how has Florida been treated by the administration. But it was interesting to me that even the House Republicans here in Washington did not want to hit that issue head on. They chose to have a much broader discussion about the role of Medicaid waivers, the importance of transparency and oversight, which, frankly, I agree with.
This year, the formerly $2 billion program has been cut in half, and next year the low-income pool goes down even more until funding is ended. Supporters say the loss could be made up if the state expanded Medicaid to more low-income Floridians under the Affordable Care Act, but the governor and Florida House oppose expansion. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.